This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Friday, at midnight, all full-power TV stations across the country had made the switch from analog to digital broadcasting. Instead of transmitting radio waves, they're now sending out ones and zeros. Digital TV promises better pictures and more programming choices, but some critics say the digital transition will not be enough to save a medium in decline. Joel Rose reports.
An estimated 73 million people watched the Beatles make their debut on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964, and they were all watching at the same time over the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Compare that with the audience of 29 million people who tuned in for the season finale of American Idol last month. The Nielsen Company, which tracks TV viewers, won't say how many of those viewers were watching over the air as opposed to on cable or satellite, but it's probably not a figure that would impress Ed Sullivan. The number of households using over-the-air broadcast as their primary way of watching TV has been falling fast, from 24 million just 5 years ago to less than 15 million today.
Over-the-air television is a dying medium.
Jeff Chester is president of the Center for Digital Democracy, a nonprofit group that advocates for a more open and diverse media landscape. Chester says the niche programming on cable will continue to lure viewers away from broadcast TV.
It's not going dark tomorrow because advertisers still want to reach a lot of people, and broadcasting enables them to do that. But the writing is on the wall.
Chester says all four of the major broadcast networks are heavily invested in cable channels, too, and they fought for years to make cable companies carry their signals. Here's NBC Universal president Jeffrey Zucker speaking at the All Things Digital conference last month.
We're, at our core, a cable company. 60% of our profit comes from cable. The cable model is just a better model.
Still, Zucker says broadcast TV will be around for a while, and he isn't the only one who thinks so.
The reports of our demise are greatly exaggerated.
David Donovan is president of the Association for Maximum Service Television, one of the organizations that helped orchestrate the transition to digital TV. He says this weekend switch will let broadcasters squeeze more onto the new digital airwaves.
Most folks are realizing now that they can get quantity in terms of multiple channels, quality in terms of better HDTV, and they can get it for free.
Well, not quite. Anyone with an older analog TV still relying on over-the-air broadcast had to get a converter box to receive the new digital signals. Congress spent $1.5 billion on a coupon program to help subsidize those converter boxes. But not everyone is convinced that they're going to work as advertised. Independent analyst Barry Goodstadt says viewers have reported lots of reception problems in areas that have already made the switch.
You get to a certain point, digital signals degrade, particularly as a function of things like hills and valleys. They're markedly influenced by buildings. They're influenced by weather.
Goodstadt wonders if these problems will cause an even greater decline in the number of over-the-air viewers.
I suspect that will decline to something in the neighborhood of 5 million, perhaps. So over-the-air households will be a diminishing commodity.
At some point, Goodstadt speculates that over-the-air broadcast could fade out completely, leaving the networks to produce programming for cable and opening the abandoned broadcast spectrum to the wireless industry. But TV industry spokesman David Donovan doesn't think so. He says the reception problems with digital TV have been overstated, and he points out that digital signals could allow broadcasters to reach a new market, mobile devices.
Tests have already been done with mobile, and we will be able to offer, at a local level, video to the back of your car, to your cell phone.
Digital TV offers more channels, but it remains, at least for now, a one-way street. Broadcasters send their programs out, and viewers have to watch what's on. But the rest of the industry is moving towards a more interactive model, where the viewer decides what to watch and when.
On demand, 24/7, on cloud 9 and 7th heaven, more shows, thousands celebrating, can't recall the days of taping.
The interactive model offered by Comcast and other cable companies also creates new possibilities for advertisers. Jeff Chester of the Center for Digital Democracy says those companies are working on technology that will target ads at individual consumers.
Television is going to resemble what we have now on the internet. And that's the television of the future.
Chester says it may not be long before broadcasters go back to Congress, hats in hands, looking for a way to save over-the-air television again. Only next time, they may not find one. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.